Section A. 1. Let's have a look at the menu. What can you recommend that's fast and good?
That sounds fine. I'll have mine rare.
Question.
What are they talking about?
2. I hate them. I'm sure I've got a low IQ.
Oh, cheer up. We didn't do too badly. The fellow next to me wrote his name at the top of the paper and looked down at it for 3 hours. He didn't write a word.
Question.
What are they talking about? 3. What did you think of your English test?
I was expecting it to be easy, but at the end of the first hour, I was still on the first page.
Question.
What can we conclude from the above conversation? 4. What's it going to be like this afternoon? I'd like to hear about those warm days and cool nights they promised us.
He says it's going to be in the high 60s, cloudy and cool.
Question.
What are they talking about? 5. Listen, I've got an idea. Let's go to a drive-in like we used to in the old days.
Why should we freeze in our uncomfortable jalopy when we could be lounging in some plush theater?
Question.
What are they talking about? 6. Ranger. Thanks for taking the time to give us those tips.
Not at all. Watch out for the bears. Don't leave any food around, or you're liable to have an unwanted visitor.
Question.
What are they talking about? 7. Do you want airmail or regular?
Airmail. They're for overseas, France.
Question.
What are they talking about? Well, it will have to be an evening course since I work during the day.
Question.
What are they talking about?
9. Do you prefer a one-story or two-story house?
One-story. I think because there are no stairs to climb.
Question.
What are they talking about? 10. It's mostly blue and green with a pattern of flowers in the middle. There's a dark green border.
Yes, it matches the curtains well. We are going to put it down in the sitting room.
Question.
What are they talking about?
Section B. Compound dictation. Any mistake made in the printing of a stamp raises its value to stamp collectors. A mistake on a 2-penny stamp has made it worth 1.5 million times its face value. Do you think it impossible? Well, it is true, and this is how it happened. The mistake was made more than 100 years ago in the former British colony of Mauritius, a small island in the Indian Ocean. In 1847, an order for stamps was sent to London. Mauritius was about to become the 4th country in the world to put out stamps. Before the order was filled and the stamps arrived from England, a big dance was planned by the commander-in-chief of all the armed forces on the island. The dance would be held in his house, and letters of invitation would be sent to all important people in Mauritius. Stamps were badly needed to post the letters. Therefore, an islander, who was a good printer, was told to copy the pattern of the stamps. He carelessly put the words post office instead of post paid, 2 words seen on the stamp at that time, on several hundred that he printed. Today, there are only 26 of these misprinted stamps left, 14 one-penny reds, and 12 two-penny blues. Because there are so few two-penny blues and because of their age, collectors have paid as much as $16,800 for one of them.